here. What has been on my mind for a while is something that I've been coming across over a long period of time now. I've been seeing videos of men talking about men, how men should be, whether it's women or men talking about men. And the point that they always seem to talk about is the emotions of men, whether men should be emotional or not. And this is my take on it. Being a man and being someone who has tapped into his emotions and someone who has gone off to pursue things in life, whether it's career or women or anything. The truth is, men have emotions. Well, I don't think men should go about their emotions in the same way women go about their emotions. Because for every time I have decided to be logical in attacking my problems, it has been more beneficial for me than being emotional. Because when you get emotional, like for men, like it takes you on this ride that you're not ready for. It takes you on this roller coaster, and you might survive it, and some of us have. Some of us have not been as lucky. But in general, I would say I don't think for me personally, tapping into emotions has been helpful. It has been insightful, but not helpful. I say insightful because it allows me as a person to understand things that are beyond just the normal things that I should do as a man, you know, which is like solve problems. Because not that women don't solve problems, but one of the distinctive things that a man does is to solve problems, whether for himself, for his family, or for the society in general. Because as a man, you're not doing that and then you just sit around. You find your life easily falling into some kind of situation that you don't understand. Problems will keep on following you. But if you learn to solve problems, which I think is helpful to both men and women, but if you learn to solve problems, it helps you. It helps you a lot. Obviously, I can only speak for men because I'm not a woman. I can only speak for men, and I can only speak from the area of experience that I have. I'm not talking about something that I've never experienced. I'm talking about something that I have experienced. So I can say, and I'm trying not to make my points general here because I might be an exception, but exceptions cannot make the rule. However, exceptions should be considered in making the rule, because if exceptions cannot make the rule, and then we agree that exceptions actually do exist, then what are we saying? Does it mean exceptions are just going to be left to do whatever they want to do? I feel we have to get to a point where we make sense of what's happening to us. Men, honestly, are in a stage now that is very confusing. You know, a lot of the message that goes on around, especially YouTube, the podcasting world in general, is, you know, I think there's a misconception. Stoicism is good for men, but stoicism does not mean, you know, like, just forget about girls, because that's the conversation that I hear a lot, whether it's online or among men that I know. And I'm speaking about men specifically because obviously, you know, I'm a man, I cannot talk about women. And I'm not just talking about life in general. If I was talking about life in general, then I would try to make this more about the person rather than a man. But right now, like, I'm talking about the things that trouble men, because I have been affected by this, you know, and I managed to rescue myself from that situation, or at least to attempt to, because I don't know if I'm out of that completely. But I know for a fact that, you know, let's just give an example. If I have a problem and then I decide to get emotional about it, it doesn't really help me, really. I just kind of, it's like a sinkhole. Is that what it is called? What is sinkhole? What is this? This quicksand. It's like quicksand. You know, if you fall into it and then you keep struggling in it, you just keep on sinking and sinking and sinking. But then if you relax and then stretch your body and try to lie down and stretch your legs out and bring your arms out. Obviously, I'm just speaking from theory here. I've never actually been in quicksand, but I'm just giving an example. If you become logical about it and try to find a way out, it's going to be more helpful than just struggling and trying to force your way out of it. And that is how I see being emotional as a man. If you don't learn to control your emotions and look at things from a perspective that is going to be helpful for you and going to help you solve problems, it's really, really going to affect you. And I just wanted to drop this after not saying things for a while. And I don't know the people that are listening to me. I don't know you. Like I said in my last podcast, I don't know if you're real. I don't know if you're fake. But I just want to keep dropping this. And I do hope that there is a way you can get back to me and tell me if this is good or this is just complete garbage. I would really appreciate it either way. But yeah, I hope I keep on dropping more of this and you hear from me very soon, I promise you. So until next time, this is me, Douglas, over to you. And over to you. What the hell is over to you? Anyway, this is Douglas and I hope to see you on the next one. Take care. Okay guys, I'm here again and today I want to talk about failure. My name is Douglas and this is my podcast. So failure for me, yeah. Failure, well, this is not my definition, but it's a definition that I agree with. And I heard this, or I learned this from an audio that I heard from a man called Earl Nightingale. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, but he's an American, and he made this popular work called The Strangest Secret. And he defined failure, well, he defined success as the pursuit of a worthy ideal, which means anything that you're doing that you consider to be worthwhile and you're progressing at is success. And so the opposite of that has to be failure, meaning if you are pursuing something and then you don't get it, that is failure. But I mean, like, failure, if you break it down to things like, let's say you set a goal and say you want to wake up every day by 6 o'clock and then you fail to do that, that is failure. But then, you know, there's this thing about success and failure that when you put it over a long period of time, you start understanding that all these things are temporary. You know, you fail every time and you succeed every time, but then your perception of it, or the way you choose to sit in it, so to speak, is what's going to make the difference. And for me, man, I failed many times. I have failed many times. Look, I failed many times that I want to even admit, or many times that I have even been able to recognize as failure. Sometimes I fail and I don't even see it as failure. Only when I sit and review my life, and then I see it as failure. But ultimately, there are those times that I failed that they've really, really gotten to me. You know, one of those times that you fail and then you feel really, really awful about them, or those things that, you know, you say you're going to do and you fail to do, or, you know, just things that really, really gets to you, or when people laugh at you when you fail to do something. I've had, like, maybe in another episode I'm going to share some of those experiences, but man, I've had some experiences that are quite dramatic, and of course they've had their own effect in my life. But I'm not here to make any excuses for all those things. I am just trying to put them in perspective for you to understand my position as regards to failure. And in some of the other situations that I have failed, it's because of my approach to life in general. Like, even in this podcast, somehow, like, I've mentioned over time that I don't want to take it too serious, but that's not because I don't want to put in the work, but that's because I want to lift the pressure off my shoulders, you know, because I am a bit of a perfectionist, and I always like to make sure things are perfect before I put them out there, before I put my name on them. But sometimes that could put you in a position where you just keep waiting and keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I learned from someone on YouTube. I heard, maybe some of you might actually know them because they're getting a lot of hits right now, from Andrew Tate and his brother. They were talking about something one day, and then they said, you know, just shoot the gun, you know, like, if you have something to do, just shoot the gun, and then when you shoot, then you adjust your aim, and then you shoot again, and then you adjust your aim. So it's like it the approach that I'm taking, it's not like I'm taking this serious, it's just like I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, because at the end of the day, you know, it took me a long time to start this because I've been trying to figure out what to say, what to do, how to say it, and how to do it, and all those things. You know, if you keep thinking about them, there is a way that they build up this fog in your head. You know, you just keep on trying to find your way around that fog, but then, like, it's just so much easier if you just shoot the gun, like I said. And when you do it, it will just happen. And in my life, I have realized recently, since I started just attempting things, and just like in the way that I'm doing this podcast, you know, just taking the pressure off myself and just doing it, I've realized that at the end of the day, man, if you don't start it, then there's no way you can adjust it. You know, no one is born perfect. I mean, some people are gifted, some people are ridiculously gifted, and you know, sometimes I envy them, and sometimes I am actually one of those people, because there are some things that I do effortlessly. Did I even say that word right? But anyway, you know, if you don't shoot, then you never know. If you don't try it, you'll never know. And like I said before, it affected me in several ways, you know, like one that has followed me throughout my life is I just kept on thinking it's going to be difficult for me to do some things, you know. And there are things that I'm good at. I know that there are things that I'm good at. And I'm not giving details, of course, because if I start giving details, we're going to be here for a long time. Probably in the future, you know, when I'm more comfortable with these things, then I'll find a way to give you some of the details of my failures and all those things, because I have a lot of them, man. I have a lot of them, a lot of failures. But it's not like it's just all bad news. I have a lot of successes too, you know. So, and I don't even know if success is an actual word, but hey, look, come on, let's just move. As far as you understand that, that's what I'm trying to say, you know. I'll learn the word later and then I'll perfect my speech, but that's just basically what I'm trying to tell you. And you know, like I said before, what I've learned most importantly is this. People, right? People, I know people have said this over and over on their own different channels, that people don't really care about your failures. But that is the truth. You know, you don't realize it until you actually start looking at it. The only person that cares about your failure is you. And it should be so, because, like, if you don't care about your failures, then maybe there is something wrong with you. But I don't think you should care about your failures so much to the point that it limits you, or you begin to use that perspective to look at everything in your life. Because while it is fine for you to remember your failures, it's to serve as guidelines, probably, you know, if we can call them that, to tell you, okay, you should be careful not to step into this hole, you know what it feels like because you've tried it before. Not that it should stop you from
going towards one direction. You know, sometimes you have no choice but to drive in that bad road. Sometimes that's the only road to that direct to where you're going to your destination. So you have to engage that road and, you know, go through it and all that. So moving forward, I have told myself this, you know, I'm going to take things as they come, and I'm going to take them at the speed that I can handle. I'm not going to go and do too much, because, you know, sometimes you can go and you do beyond what you can do and then you pay for it. But for me right now, I'm going to keep on moving and trying to attempt things at my own level and try to better myself. Like this podcast, if you can go back to the first recording I made, man, it's terrible, very, like, I'm not going to delete it now. Maybe in the future I'm going to delete it, because I've just been trying to find my way around this thing, and I'm trying to find my way around how to record, what to record and all that. And, you know, little by little, you know, I keep on finding myself in this field, and I'll keep on going, you know. There's only one of two things that would happen. It's either I hit something big, or I actually just keep on doing this. And I'm fine with staying low. I don't want to put it like that. I'm fine with not becoming a sensation, but as far as I just make sense, as far as I make sense, that's the big part for me. I want to know if what I'm saying is making sense, and I want to know if what I'm saying is just complete trash. But I know, like, you know, some people will just say it's trash, but I'm just focused on the person that would actually find this helpful. Like I have said before, you know, if this is helpful to you, man, you're welcome. If this is not, no problem, you know, it's cool. You don't really have to engage it. If you want to drop a comment, if you want to say something negative, man, that's on you. But for me, I'm just trying to do something, and most importantly, I'm trying to do something honest. So moving forward, I know I still fail. Probably I'm failing right now. Maybe this video is a shitty video. This recording, this audio is a shitty audio probably. But, you know, I'm just taking my shot, and I'm going to adjust it, and I'm going to take another shot. So I hope you do the same, you know. Whatever you're facing, I hope you do the same. I hope you adjust your shot, and I hope you take it again, and I hope it works. Most importantly, I hope it works, and if it doesn't, I hope you learn. And that is all for now, and until next time, take care of yourself. Bye bye. And don't forget, my name is Douglas.